Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The night is warm across Israel. Tel Aviv feels a comfortable breeze, while Jerusalem sits under clear skies. In Haifa, it's a mild evening perfect for a stroll. Here are today's headlines. First, from Walla, 2 hours ago, the IDF prepares for a potential surprise strike in Iran. Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir is holding regular situation assessments with military intelligence and the Mossad. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, 5 hours ago, Qatar faces a strategic shock in an energy and influence crisis following the Iran war. Iranian missiles and drones targeted U.S. bases in Qatar during the conflict. Also this hour. JNS reports 38 minutes ago, on Memorial Day, Netanyahu calls Israel's fallen the foundation of our independence. He expressed the nation's gratitude to those whose sacrifices assure Israel's existence. Separately, from I-24 News, 4 hours ago, Netanyahu says Iran's nuclear sites would have become new Auschwitz without Israeli intervention. He made these remarks at the Remembrance Day opening, highlighting the alliance with the U.S. And finally, Israel Hayom reported 4 hours ago, Israel-Lebanon talks are scheduled for Thursday. The Lebanese president indicated these talks are separate from U.S.-Iran negotiations. Here's what people are saying online. Amit Segal, a prominent journalist, posted just minutes ago that President Herzog emphasized the need to live alongside the sword, yet maintain a spirit aspiring to peace and dignity. Seth Franzmann, an analyst, mentioned earlier that President Herzog delivered a moving speech at the Memorial Day ceremony, marking the beginning of Israel's Memorial Day with a siren and memorial flame lighting. Malka Fleischer, a commentator, shared her remembrance of Israel's fallen heroes, promising that their sacrifice was not in vain. Now for more on those stories. Starting with a potential strike in Iran, Walla reports the IDF is on high alert, preparing for any unexpected developments. The ongoing negotiations are tense, and Israel remains vigilant. This readiness underscores the fragility of regional diplomacy. Turning to Qatar's situation, the Jerusalem Post highlights Qatar's strategic challenges after Iranian attacks. The crisis has strained its resources and political standing. The absence of civilian casualties is a relief, but the long-term impact on U.S.-Qatar relations is uncertain. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's Memorial Day speech, as covered by JNS, emphasized the importance of remembering those who have fallen for Israel's independence. His words resonate deeply on this solemn day. The reaffirmation of gratitude strengthens national unity. On the diplomatic front, Netanyahu's comments on Iran's nuclear threat, as noted by I-24 News, underscore the gravity of the situation with Iran. His remarks about the U.S.-Israel relationship highlight the geopolitical stakes. This dialogue may influence future diplomatic strategies. Finally, the Israel-Lebanon talks, reported by Israel Hayom, are a significant step. These discussions could alter the current regional dynamics. Any progress in these talks might pave the way for more comprehensive peace efforts in the region. Turning to business and markets. First, CTech reported 11 hours ago that AI's real test isn't chatbots, but emergency call centers. The focus is on whether AI can effectively reduce uncertainties and improve response times in critical situations. Separately, Israel Hayom Business noted 10-2 hours ago that Zim workers have declared a strike following a negotiation deadlock. This move raises concerns about potential delays in shipments affecting imports and exports. And finally, Walla Business reported 10-2 hours ago on Israel's late response to the threat of fiber-optic drones from Hezbollah. These drones have been significant in the Ukraine conflict, posing interception challenges. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.